Well, good morning.
Morning.
Sun's shining, birds are chirping, everybody's happy. Is that right?
It is.
No? Hallelujah. God's good, eh?
Yeah.
The thing I found out about the Lord is wonderful Holy Spirit fills you with joy no matter what. Because we all go through different things, don't we? You know? I remember when I was a young fella and I used to go to church, you know, one of those churches that's traditional. And so I was only a little fella, you know, like the King James Bible was on my chest every night. I used to go to sleep with it open and wonder what, about 5 o'clock in the morning, wonder what this weight was, you know, on my chest. And it had no meaning, you know. I was at a Methodist boys' school, you know, we had, every day we had assembly and stuff, you know, and it was ho-hum, ho-hum, ho-hum. But when I got touched by the Holy Spirit, many years later,
yes,
things changed.
That's right.
Last night we saw a, last night? No, not before, Friday night, we watched a new film called The Jesus Revolution, about the Jesus movement way back in the days of the hippie time. And if you can get to Monsters and Village and you want to go and see it, that's pretty incredible. I was touched so much by the Holy Spirit at the end, tears flowing out of my eyes, just crying out for the young people of today. It was staggering. And you know what? 6-7 people in the theatre. I thought, where's the church? Where are all the people? Wake up, wake up, wake up!
Yeah.
But you know what? What I want to really say was the difference between the church that believes and the church that's full of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because joy. Joy. And all these young people coming to the Lord because they've been in drugs and things and all sorts of things because it was called free love and all that sort of stuff. It was an awakening of a youth movement coming to Jesus. Finding truth. That's what they wanted. They wanted to know what truth was about. Finding truth. Wow. Hey? And here we are, sitting here today, full of the joy of the Lord. Amen?
Yeah.
Praise God. Let's have a look at 1 Peter. Chapter 1, of course. So I thought to myself, even coming in this morning, driving, here I am being asked to do a devotional. So what's a devotional? Is it a mini preach? What is it? So I thought, no, devotion's got something to do with this, the heart. Something's got, something, not here, but devotion's got something to do with here.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's very true. So let's open our hearts this morning to see what God's got to say about stuff, eh? I'll get rid of this piece of paper here over the road. Thank you. So let's have a look at verse 3, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Look at the first bit. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead and into an inheritance that can never, I love that word, never perish, spoil or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen.
Amen.
In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory and honour when Jesus is revealed. Hallelujah. Wonderful word, isn't it? So let's just chop it up a bit this morning and see if we can let it touch our hearts. Here he's talking about, in his great mercy has given us new birth. Wow. New birth. Gosh. Isn't that wonderful? When I first struck that new birth, I was 34. Yeah, long time, isn't it? Got touched by the Lord, as I've probably told you once before, about 14 years of age by Billy Graham in Sydney. But something didn't, you know, 2 weeks later I sort of walked away, sort of mellowed out, and it was no real, it was a touch, but not full of the Spirit somehow. But 20 years later, God is pretty good, you know, awesome. 20 years later, he came to me that night. And as being an ex-alcoholic right up to that moment, things changed pretty quickly because the next night they came back and they said to me, the couple, we want to pray for you to be baptised in the Holy Spirit. And I went, I don't care what it is, but that day, this last 24 hours, I'll have anything now. This God is so amazing, you know. I think I used the story of going into a shop with all this cream puffs and things, you know. So it just bursts out with joy. And I thought, when I was putting this together a couple of days ago, I was thinking, new birth, what does it really mean? Jesus said, unless you're born of the Spirit, you can't see the kingdom. So what's that? Does it mean going to church? Does it mean I believe in the Bible? Does it mean I believe in God? What does it believe? No, it means something happens in here. A transference will happen out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
Amen.
A transfer. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hey? Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Oh, so like you young girls and guys here today, you know, it's a new birth. You know, you've grown up in a house full of God and so on. Stay with it. It's a new birth. Be full of joy every day, no matter what comes, because God's always with us.
Yes.
A new birth. The old has gone. Who wants the old? I don't want to go back to the old anymore. Man alive, there was nothing good in there. I'm just so glad I'm alive still, driving fast cars and all these silly things, you know. That is a youth. No, I still drive cars pretty good. So, new birth into a living hope. So I want to talk of this today. This is about a devotion about living hope. Not just hope. Hope's about an expectancy. A confident expectancy that something's going to happen. But living hope, that's different. Because hope's like, you know, I wonder one day, you know, maybe it'll happen. But no, it's happened. The happening's happened in here. Hasn't it? When Jesus came in here, the happening happened here, is that right?
Amen.
So we're full of joy.
Yes.
Yeah? And it's the thing, it's a living hope, which means it's alive in me.
Yeah.
Now, talking to, last night we went to a 70th birthday from a couple of friends of ours who are both about this high, ladies, twins. And they were 70 last night. And I was talking to a lady who I knew, her and her husband, some years and years ago. And he came through really hard times. He's part Aboriginal and he felt hurt and wounded because of all that, and took drugs and lots of stuff, you know. And so she's still reeling from the hurt because he's still getting over it after many years. And I said to her, but have you got hope? Have you got hope eternal in your heart? And she said, I do. I said, because look, we're passing through. This is just a, you know, this is a way to. It's not called the end, it's called going home. You know, passing through. Hallelujah. Death, where's your sting?
That's right.
Yeah?
It's all right for you, Richard. You're closer to it now than you were before, you know? Like.
No. This is the hope that burns eternally in our hearts.
Yes.
Amen.
True.
This is what excites my heart, because it's called a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus. What did that Paul say? Oh, poor Paul, you know. If it was just the cross, well, it'll be just the cross. His sins would be forgiven, but there'd be no life. We receive resurrection life, life eternal, life that helps you solve problems, life that helps you with homework at school, you know that? Life, wow, the Spirit gives life to your mortal body. And look, and what is this? And into an inheritance that can what?
Never perish.
Never perish. What have I got written here? Probably the same thing, I suppose. Yeah. Never perish. The earth and the flesh can't be trusted, but with the word of God, it stands forever, doesn't it? Jesus is our master, our lover, isn't it? So it's interesting here, because I wondered how many of us today have ever had clothes that you start off and they look really good, and suddenly they've gone through the wash and they've gone, uh-oh, it's faded a bit. I remember once going to America and I had a lovely pair of pants on and staying with my mate, and his wife had a lovely washing machine, and she had a big clothes dryer. Instead of, in that particular part of America, they never had clotheslines. They just had, you know, heating your clothes up to make them dry. And when they came out, they went, oh, they're a different colour. Oh, they were supposed to be blue, and they look patchy, mottly, you know. And you think, sometimes you read this and you think, oh yeah, you know, oh yeah, we're going to go through troubles and trials, as it says later in this particular verse. But you know what it says here? It will never, we have an inheritance
yeah.
that never perishes. doesn't fade away. It's not like a pair of jeans you bought yesterday and washed them and now they're a little bit less colour blue or pre-washed so they can't fade. No, it's nothing like that at all. This is saying never. It really means never, 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 never. And you can keep saying that till the kingdom comes.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah. Amen?
Never, never, never perishes. We have a living hope, don't we? What a devotion today, isn't it? That's, I mean, I must have lived it out first or something. Aren't you happy about that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Amen. All right. Don't spoil or fade or anything negative like that. This is... this inheritance, what? Is kept in heaven for you. Whoa. Now that's pretty serious. That is really awesome. Why didn't he keep the salvation in us? Oh dear, I know I'm fail. Because sometimes we just go through troubles, don't we? And we go, where are you, God, why? We were saying in the question in the car today, why, God, why, you know? That's not the question really, is it? The question is, hanging on because he's hung on to us first. Because it says that further down, it says, through faith we're shielded by God's power. Wow. So you can go through life, you can go through it nasty, or you can go nasty and good, because it's all about our attitudes. It's all about our heart values. You know? Have you ever met the Lord? Maybe I haven't met him like face to face, but there are times I hear his voice. There are times in prayer things happen. I remember once sitting as a new Christian, sitting on the beach one time with a youth group. And so the youth group were back in the bush, you know, in their tents, and we went down to worship the Lord down at the beach. And I don't know how long I was down there, but I was down there for, I thought, half an hour. But when I looked at my watch, I had a watch in those days, you know, it was 4 hours later. I'd been sitting worshipping the Lord for 4 hours, and a sense of him around me was like a sense of I'm not alone, and a sense of my heart being touched and drawn closer to him in this prayer. And I looked at my watch and I couldn't believe it. I thought, what's happened here? You know? Yeah, sometimes happen like that.
Yeah.
In the presence of God. So I kept in heaven for you. Look at that, that's really important, isn't it? This inheritance that he's talking about is kept for you in heaven. Wow. Now there's a vault there, isn't there? Like a bank vault. And we don't have the password. He's got the password.
Yeah.
And it can never fail because he has it. And he has you in his hands, you know that? He has you in his hands. So, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Wow, in the last time. We're getting closer. You know, every day we're getting closer, do you know that? The coming of salvation is the last time. Sufferings and trials. I remember being in Sweden one time and a guy was preaching there in a church called Word of Life Church, and he said, you know, trials and troubles and challenges, they're nothing. And I went, right, okay. Why is that? Because we're shielded. We're shielded by God's power. Do you know that? Shielded. Amen? Shielded. So can we demonstrate something and just sort of pray to bring to a conclusion? Put your hands here. Father, thank you that you've shielded us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you that you've shielded us not just by your name, but by your power. The same power that created the world and the universe and us.
Yeah.
The same power that raised Jesus from the dead. The same power that fills us with joy and the Spirit of God today. And we say thank you. Thank you for shielding us, Lord, today.
Yes.
We are blessed. We are blessed and we have a living hope who lives in us forever. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless.